Welcome, Curious Minds, to another deep dive. Today, we're navigating into the heart of a really foundational principle from what we're calling the RAFT workbook. That's RAFT, pronounced RAFT. It's a practical guide, really, designed to help you build resilience and, well, navigate life's challenges. Mm-hmm. We're going to really dig into chapter 03 today. It centers on what the workbook calls Dana, that's pronounced Darna. It's about the profound gift of generosity.
Exactly. And as the RAFT workbook puts it, you know, after surveying the dangerous shore of suffering and disappointment, generosity becomes the very first essential material we need mm-hmm. for constructing our vessel to freedom.
Yeah.
It truly is at the core of this whole process. It gives us that initial stability, that direction for our path forward.
What really struck me about this chapter is how clear it makes it that this isn't just, you know, giving away stuff, material possessions.
Right.
The text describes generosity as a powerful foundational attitude, a profound generosity of heart and mind. It frames it as the deliberate antidote, it says, to the tightness, anxiety, and self-contraction that arise alongside our suffering and our human struggle with craving, grasping, reactivity, all that.
Yeah.
So it's about an internal shift just as much as any external act, right?
Absolutely. It's a fundamental reorientation, mm-hmm. a real shift in perspective.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. How does this idea of generosity actually help us build this raft we keep talking about? Because, you know, for some people, generosity might feel like a sacrifice, maybe not a building block. How does it become a tangible tool for well-being, a pathway to something more fulfilling?
Well, the RAFT workbook frames generosity as the initial material we gather for our vessel.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine each small act of kindness,
yeah.
right? Each moment of patience you show, or even just a smile you offer. Mm-hmm. They're not just these isolated deeds floating around.
Okay.
This material, it beautifully explains how these acts become the ropes that bind the pieces of our vessel together. And these ropes, it calls them the appropriate responses.
Uh-huh.
That's compassion, friendliness, appreciative joy, and equanimity. And crucially, this includes self-compassion, self-love, self-appreciation, and self-balance.
So you're weaving these things together.
Exactly. You're essentially weaving these core strengths into the very fabric of your being. You're creating a coherent, strong structure from the inside out.
So it's not just about doing good things, but actually cultivating these inner qualities that build up our resilience.
Precisely.
That makes so much sense. And the workbook also highlights how this practice of generosity naturally fosters gratitude and contentment. It identifies this pervasive sense of not enough.
Yeah, that feeling.
As the root of so many harmful cravings and these repetitive, self-defeating habits. That really resonated with me. I think a lot of people feel that.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a powerful idea.
Mm-hmm.
By focusing on what we can give, we directly challenge that ingrained feeling of not enough.
Mm.
Like as one teacher mentioned in this material puts it, generosity is the antidote to today's pervading doctrine of insufficiency.
Doctrine of insufficiency. That's strong.
It is. It's a direct challenge to that mindset that we're somehow lacking or incomplete. So instead of always trying to fill some perceived hole with external things, you're actively building from within.
That feels like a really profound shift. Okay, and then the workbook introduces the five gifts of ethical living. It describes them as ancient and enduring.
Mm-hmm.
And it says the very act of undertaking these gifts is itself a profound form of generosity. It goes beyond just simple interaction. What exactly are these five gifts and how do they connect to building the raft?
Right. So these five gifts are described as moral offerings. They form the first five planks of our raft, the gifts of harmlessness.
Planks of the raft. Okay.
Yeah. They're these fundamental commitments, really, to yourself and to others. Things like refraining from harming life, or speaking truthfully, taking only what's freely given.
Basic ethical principles.
Yeah. Exactly. But framed as gifts. The workbook puts it very elegantly. Generosity is the open hand, freely giving joy, care, and connection. Harmlessness is the steady hand, refusing to harm ourselves or others. Together, they steer our raft toward freedom.
I like that. Open hand, steady hand.
Yeah. So by undertaking them, you're not just like following rules. You're generously creating a foundation of safety and integrity. You're building a stable, safe platform for your journey, both for yourself and, you know, for those around you. It ensures mutual support, well-being.
Okay, so if it's about building this raft for ourselves and for others, it must also include giving to ourselves, right? That part can sometimes feel, I don't know, counterintuitive. Almost selfish, maybe,
yeah.
especially when we're often taught to put others first. How does the workbook handle that tension?
That's a really crucial point, and the material stresses it. Generosity is not limited to others. It must also be offered to ourselves.
Okay.
And this isn't selfishness, not at all. It's framed as self-compassion. The text even likens it to putting on our own life jacket before helping others.
Ugh, the classic analogy. Makes sense here.
It does. This internal generosity helps us to recognize the pain, difficulties, and disappointments of life, and importantly, to meet our struggles and ourselves with compassion. This practice, it says, creates the fellowship and camaraderie we need to venture forth.
Fellowship with ourselves, almost.
Exactly. Because, as the workbook points out, the opposite of destructive cravings isn't deprivation, it's connection. And that connection, it profoundly starts with ourselves. Without that self-connection, honestly, our capacity to genuinely connect with others is, well, it's diminished.
This is where it gets really practical, then, for you listening. The RFT workbook gives such a rich array of ways to actually cultivate this generosity, and it wisely reminds us that true generosity is available to everyone, regardless of background or circumstances.
Yeah, that's key.
It's not about having loads of stuff to give away. It seems to be much more about the intention behind it.
It's exactly right. It's about our active intention, as it says, to align each of our actions, words, and thoughts with our shared purpose of healing and well-being. And the workbook offers really concrete examples broken down into several categories. It shows just how varied and accessible this practice can be for anyone.
Okay, let's hear some.
Sure. So first, consider self-generosity and forgiveness. This could look like letting go of harsh self-criticism or maybe those unrealistic standards we set for ourselves.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
It really is. Or it might be taking time to actually rest or nourish your body when you know you desperately need it. Or setting a clear boundary, you know, to protect your peace and your wholesome intentions. It also includes practicing patience with yourself as you heal and grow, which takes time. And simply allowing yourself to feel joy without guilt, even when things are difficult.
Allowing joy. That's generous to the self. I like that framing.
Mm-hmm. Then there's generosity of time and presence. This means things like actively listening to someone really listening without interrupting or judging.
Harder than it sounds sometimes.
Definitely. It could be offering to run errands or help with childcare for someone who's feeling totally overwhelmed. Or maybe volunteering with a community group. It could even be as simple as just being fully present in a conversation, giving your undivided attention. Or writing a heartfelt note of support or gratitude.
Small things with big impact.
Yeah. Then material generosity, if you're able. This is about offering possessions or resources. Could be offering food or drink to a guest or a neighbor or even a stranger. Donating to a cause you believe in. Sharing belongings like clothes or books with those in need. Maybe contributing to a teacher or guide who has helped you. Or even, you know, anonymously paying forward a coffee or a meal for someone else.
The pay it forward idea, yeah.
Then there's also verbal and emotional generosity. This category includes things like speaking kind words, even maybe to people who challenge you, offering genuine encouragement or praise or just acknowledgement. It's about apologizing when you're wrong and doing it without getting defensive. Sharing your wisdom or skills without needing credit. Or just extending compassion, even silently, to someone who is clearly struggling.
That silent compassion is powerful, too.
It is. And really crucial for building community. There's community and interpersonal generosity. This means actively including others. Maybe inviting someone new into a group or a gathering. Sharing your own story of healing, if appropriate, to offer hope to others. Or teaching someone something you know freely without expectation.
Building connection again.
Yes. It could also involve supporting someone's small business or their creative work, or offering mediation or support during interpersonal conflict.
Okay. And the last one.
Finally, spiritual and ethical generosity. This could involve sharing helpful teachings or insights that really supported your own path, offering service in a community or spiritual practice group, or simply upholding values that protect others from harm. It can also be mentoring or just being available to those who are new on a path or holding someone in silent contemplation or prayer during their struggle.
Wow. That really, really broadens the definition of generosity. It's far beyond just, you know, writing a check. It makes it something truly accessible to absolutely everyone, regardless of their current situation or what resources they have.
Exactly.
It shows that generosity is more like a way of being, isn't it? Not just a transaction. It's about how we orient our hearts and minds.
You got it. That's the core idea.
So let's zoom out a bit. What does this all mean in the kind of broader picture? The REFT workbook isn't just presenting spiritual concepts in isolation. It also highlights the scientific and philosophical underpinnings of generosity. I find that incredibly compelling. It connects this ancient wisdom with, you know, modern understanding. How does a simple act of giving actually impact our brains or even our survival as a species?
Yeah, that connection is fascinating. Neuroscience, for instance, is increasingly kind of catching up to what wisdom traditions have seemed to know for a very long time.
Right.
Acts of generosity do more than just benefit the recipient. They actively reshape our own minds. You know, while harmful cravings or compulsive habits might offer these brief spikes of pleasure, research consistently shows that intentional giving activates regions of the brain associated with reward, social bonding, and sustained well-being.
Sustained well-being, that's key.
It is. There are studies, like one from Mall and colleagues back in 2006, looking at pro-social behavior and the brain's reward circuitry that demonstrate this. It suggests giving isn't just nice for others. It actively reduces chronic stress in the giver, increases subjective happiness, and builds resilience over time. Your brain literally rewires itself for the better.
Wow. So it's good for us biologically.
Yep. Yes. And then from a psychological perspective, these pro-social acts like generosity, they foster trust, cooperation, and social bonds. These things have been absolutely essential for our species' survival and flourishing throughout history.
Makes sense. We're social creatures.
Exactly. The REFT workbook articulates this really beautifully, saying, in giving, we strengthen the very ties, like ropes binding the raft, that hold our communities and ourselves together. It highlights just how fundamental this behavior is to our collective and individual well-being. It literally moves us out of isolation and into genuine connection.
Ties that bind. Strengthening the raft. I see the metaphor clearly now.
Mm-hmm. And philosophically, generosity is understood as much more than just a transaction, right? It's seen as the lived recognition of interdependence. Our lives are intertwined.
Yeah.
Generosity creates a virtuous cycle that uplifts both the giver and the receiver. It helps break those old destructive cycles of harm and isolation. It deeply supports our aspiration for a more purposeful, ethical life. So as we consciously build our raft plank by plank through these acts of giving, generosity ensures both strength and buoyancy for the passage ahead.
Strength and buoyancy. Love that.
Yeah. It's a foundational principle for navigating life's inevitable challenges because it builds both internal resources and external support systems simultaneously.
It's really clear, then, that generosity truly lies right at the heart of this journey from suffering toward freedom. It's presented as this open-handed, open-hearted practice that creates stability, cultivates contentment, and helps us gather the very first essential materials for our raft. It really is the starting point for building something new and resilient.
Absolutely. With every single act of giving, you gather new materials. You bind each plank with kindness and compassion. You ensure your vessel is resilient for the voyage across life's, well, unpredictable seas. The RAFT workbook reminds us, the more we give to others and to ourselves, the stronger, more joyful, and more spacious our raft becomes.
It's a continuous reinforcing process.
Exactly. The act of giving actually expands your own capacity for well-being. It's not depleting, it's generative.
Generosity is truly described here as the first active step away from pain and toward freedom. It begins your healing. It builds your raft. Every open hand, every shared story, every moment of self-kindness strengthens the vessel you sail in. And the more you give, it seems, the lighter the journey becomes. It's a really powerful invitation to just begin.
It really is.
So for your own self-reflection today, maybe think about this. How might you cultivate an open heart, open hands, open mind today, even in just small moments? What plank of generosity, maybe big or small, will you lay down today to strengthen your own raft?
And just to leave you with one final thought from the RAFT workbook, it echoes a sentiment often attributed to Norman McKeown, I believe. We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. Food for thought.